The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, millennials.
Welcome back to the Toast End. Happy Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Hope everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
What a beautiful rendition. Hey, Lotterd, how you doing? You're giving us a little bit of Sticky Shoes. Are you sick or are you tired?
I woke up just not feeling like 100%, so I'm working from home. That's why today's episode is...
You weren't feeling
100%. Don't let them forget. Thank you for reminding
me,
Mike.
Go hard till the end, because you know that we are.
Not enough people talk about my song, 100%.
Not at all.
It's so good.
It's serious. I haven't thought about 100%. In so long. I think about Toast all the time. You know, anytime I need like a song in the background for an Instagram that we have the rights to, like,
right.
You know, it's always Toast, but it's never 100%.
I'm actually really glad you brought that up, because I definitely feel like everybody sat on my follow-up hit single called 100%. It's available to stream on Spotify. I have two songs, in case you're new here. One is kind of like it's anthematic. It's like the song of the Toast. It's called Toast, and it's amazing. And it was actually really hard to, you know, follow that up. Yeah. And I rose to the occasion. I fucking did. 100% is so good. And I feel like people sleep on it.
I feel like people sleep on it too. And I actually, it's really one of those songs, it's grown on me. Like when you first sent me the sample, I was like.
The demo.
I was like, I didn't see the vision, honestly. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of like a flop. But in many ways, since it's been released, like in many ways, it's better than Toast.
So what you're saying is that I'm not appreciated in my own time.
No, and that you're not a one-hit wonder.
Thank you. That's me and Olivia Rodrigo.
Exactly.
So today's episode is going to be fun, flirty, and fresh, done from home. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. But it wouldn't be a Toast episode if I didn't have the biggest news of the day.
Really? What's the news?
The biggest news of the day.
Oh, this she does. News. You guys, this is real. I can confirm.
This is news... over a year in the making, okay?
I want to say 2 years.
I want to say three.
What's the news, Lotterd?
Lotterd is on La Move. Lotterd will be seeing the snow before Christmas because Lotterd has found a new apartment. That's right. She said she would, and she did. And everyone, including her own motherfucking sister, was a doubter, non-believer.
Because once were her dreamers. Yeah, no one talks about that lyric enough. It's like, yeah, we started doubting you, but we once dreamed. We were once dreamers.
But we had good reason.
But then, you know, we moved on with our lives.
Well, I didn't. And what's so crazy is, like, I was prepared to come on this podcast in the following weeks and tell everyone I was staying in my apartment. This apartment that the last apartment that I saw that I ended up taking was like this last ditch effort. I was actually just going to cancel the appointment. I'm like, there's no way it's even going to work. Nothing has worked for me. It's below my budget. I was like, there's just no way. And Ben was like, let's just go. And we walked in and we knew it. So I guess the message and the lesson here is to never give up on your dreams.
No. And when you know, and trust your gut.
Oh, I had my application, wire money. I had literally done everything
within an
hour.
Yeah, that's when you're serious. That's what I meant. Like, you weren't serious before with, like, oh, 3 weeks later, I'll give an offer that's half of what they're asking. You don't want it.
You never know. You never know.
You wanted this, and you made it happen.
And I'm literally moving in 2 weeks. Like, it's so imminent. I'm going to LA. We have your book launch. And then right after that, I'm moving. So I might need to take a day off of work. I got to talk to HR. I'm so excited. Like, me and Ben have not stopped talking about it. I have a huge kitchen, like a real kitchen, like a home kitchen. Like, my ass, I'm learning to cook. That's my next thing. Like, I'm getting cookbooks and shit. Like, it's a kitchen. Oh, my God,
that's added to the list.
Jackie, it's a kitchen that deserves to be cooked in. My kitchen now deserves nothing.
No, I agree. Your kitchen right now is like a very much like a city kitchen. Carrie Bradshaw, shoes in the oven.
It's like a galley. It's small. Like, there's no counter space. I have an island.
Yeah, you're going to be having to cook.
Guess what else I have?
What?
Unheard of in New York City.
Balcony?
Well, I do have that, but that's not what I was referring to. A garbage disposal.
In your unit?
Uh-huh. No, no, no. Garbage disposal, the thing in the sink.
Oh, no, I had one at my last apartment.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
No, I...
No, Jackie, nobody has one. You didn't have one.
Okay, yeah, yeah, no, I didn't have one.
Yeah, no, like, I'm special and different. Like, I have one. And guess what else I have, which was, like, the whole impetus for leaving this apartment. I have views. North, east, south, west. I can see it all from every room. I'm really humbled. And I wanted to thank everyone for joining me on this journey. Like, I know how torturous it was. But my new home, like, I have a bedroom. Like, you're coming to town, Jackie? Stay with me. Like,
so we will. True.
We will all reap the benefits of my new home. So, yes, I put you through torture, but, like, it's for you too.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that as you were going through this journey. Like, if I come with my family, as I do.
Yeah.
Two kids, husband, maybe Streisand. Would you let us all stay with you?
Of course. If you would all stay in one bedroom. It's only two bedrooms.
Yeah, no, it would be, like, me, Harry, Charlie in one bedroom. And then we'd have to make. No, sorry. Me, Zach, Charlie in one bedroom. And then we have to make, like, Harry a little setup.
We'd figure it out. Well, yeah. By the way, if you would stay, I would absolutely love
to. Yeah, I would stay.
Bruno and Theo in my room.
Oh, my God. The Streisand brethren.
And so me and Ben have never had, like, an extra bedroom before. So we're kind of, like, arguing about what to do with it. Like, for me, it's a guest room. Like, it needs a king-size bed, a TV, and a desk so that, like, during, you know, non-visiting hours, someone can use it as an office.
Right.
And Ben's, like, so hell-bent on the idea of a Murphy bed.
Oh, goodness.
And, like, I don't know how to tell him. Like, that's not happening.
Why? What does he want to use the room for?
He just wants, like, of course, if somebody's coming to stay, we have a bed. Right. A Murphy bed. But, like, who knows? Like, we could use all the space for something else. Like, he doesn't even have an idea. He just, like, wants to save the space.
That's how it becomes a room full of crap.
Agreed. Like, I want it to be, like, a really chic. Like, so many of the furniture in my current bedroom is not going to work in my new bedroom, but I have it for the guest room. Like, I already have everything I need.
Yeah, that's how it goes. That's, like, my guest room in my house is full of furniture from New York.
Oh, and you know what else I have? Hmm. This is actually unheard of.
What?
A fireplace.
Wow.
Electric. So I don't smell up the whole
place. But that's good. But just, like, on, off, on, off.
Like, when I walked in, I was like, oh, this is the type of home I can cultivate a vibe in. I can get a chili on, light the fire. Oh, my living room lighting is on a dimmer. Ooh. I love a dimmer.
I love a dimmer.
It's perfect for setting and cultivating a vibe.
Well, you're just in time because it's vibe season.
Jackie, I'm making it by the skin of my teeth.
And are you going to have to get new furniture? Like, are you going to get work with a designer or...
So I'm going to move, take everything I own with me, and I'll reevaluate.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go and measure. Like, I'll bring all my shit and I'll figure it out.
Yeah, and then you'll see what you need.
Yeah, but I think I'll have to probably sell some of my stuff. A lot of my furniture here is oversized. This new apartment is, like, it's big, but it's not, like, big enough for all of my furniture. So I'm going to have to get some new stuff. I'm going to have to sell some stuff. Like,
okay, if I'm a listener, I'm asking, how is your... next apartment, like, not big enough for your furniture, but your current apartment is.
That's a good question. So I live in a one bedroom right now, and it's just, like, this oversized one bedroom. It's a pre-war building, which basically what that means is that it's bigger. Like, all the new buildings that are built in the last 20 years, that's where, like, New York gets the stereotype for tiny apartments. Like, it's inhumane what they do. So if you find a building that's pre-war, this is, like, somebody lived in this apartment 50 years ago, and, like, it was normal size for, like, normal people.
That's not what I think of when I think of pre-war. I didn't know that's what it meant. That's what it connoted.
What do you think of?
I just think it's, like, made with quality materials. It doesn't, like, go up with, like, sheetrock.
That too, by the way. Like, that people are always, like, how do your neighbors not complain about your singing? It's because I have real walls.
Because they're pre-war. Like, that to me is where pre-war comes in.
Yeah, but it's also about the sizing and like the proportions and the ceiling height.
I didn't know that, but that actually is crazy to me because I feel like 50 years ago people were smaller than they are today. And
they were, but their apartments were not. Like when you look at Miss Maisel, like that's pre-war.
Okay, good to know.
So I live in a really big one bedroom. So I have a big living room.
Wait, which war?
That's why I said 50 years ago. I'm not entirely sure.
Also, at this point, 50 years ago, like, was the 80s.
No, I know. I think it's pre-war is like the 20s.
Yeah, so it's pre-World War II.
I don't fucking know. So I live in a one bedroom.
Sound
right
off
now,
in the comments. Which war?
Which, yeah, what the fuck does pre-war mean?
Yeah.
So I live in a one bedroom, but it's just really oversized. So I have like a huge couch, a huge dining table, rugs everywhere. My bedroom is enormous. So I have really big furniture to fill the space of a one bedroom. Now, my next apartment is more square feet, but it's also two bedrooms and two full baths. And I have like a laundry room. So there's more square footage because there's more things.
Rooms.
But it's not as, like the dining room isn't the biggest thing you've ever seen. Whereas my dining room right now, like I have so much furniture in it because there was just nothing, like there was so much space.
Yeah.
So if that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
I'm so excited. Like, it's all I think about. This is just the best day of my life. Like, thank God. I've been waiting to move for so long. And you know what? Another lesson. Good things come to those who wait. I didn't rush.
She did not.
I did not.
Well, I'm really excited for when you're in there. And I'll come see you because I might be coming in November. So maybe I would stay with you.
100%.
Wow.
I just need to get a new bed frame for your... for your room.
Thuma,
yeah. And I also, I'm going to hit up some of our tow sponsors now that I'm like moving. I need a mattress, mattressfirm.com.
Mm-hmm.
I need just like a ton of stuff. I need new Boll & Branch. Like it's going to be, maybe, it's going to be a toast approved apartment.
Yeah, maybe you get a new set of caraways to christen the new kitchen.
100%.
Yeah. I see big things for
you. I need it all.
Oh, and of course, before you move in, you've got to wipe the place down with Branch Basics.
100%. So that's my major life update. Pretty much the only thing going on in my life.
Except for the fact that I'm coming to see you in 2 days because my book is launching on Tuesday. You guys, we're getting so close to pub day.
Are you sure it's not Monday?
I'm positive.
Oh my God, this whole time I thought it was Monday.
No, Monday is a federal holiday.
Oh, right. Yes, it is Columbus slash Indigenous People's Day. And the toast is honoring, as we do all federal holidays, and we will not be releasing an episode. So don't be looking for us on Monday, but come looking for us on Tuesday because it's a big day.
So don't like look for us where you would normally find us on Monday, but you'll be hearing from me a lot because it's the day before pub day. Tuesday is pub day. Next week is pub week.
And so I think what you're trying to say is prepare to be sick of me.
If you're not already, I'm so excited for pub week, you guys. I'm so excited for campers to get their hands on this book, for counselors to read it to them, and for all of you guys to know, like, what the fuck I've been talking about. Also, so yeah. Much in my life, like, you know how I always quote, like, your special back to you, or just, yep. Like, thing, you know, your book, whatever. Like, there are so many phrases from the book that I find myself saying.
I hope you like meatballs on top of spaghetti.
Or anytime I say, whoa, I say, whoa, I'm not going in that lake.
So true, which is what happens. Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it, but just to be able to speak freely.
We did tease earlier in the week that something kind of monumental happens at the lake.
Yeah, it gets a little crazy.
Yeah.
So if you haven't yet, pre-order your copy and get in on the fun. I'm doing a book signing at Books and Greetings in New Jersey on Saturday, October 14th at 11 a.m. It's going to be so much fun for the campers, for the counselors. Bring your kids if you want, or not if you don't. And we're going to have some treats from Once Upon a Farm. They're sponsoring, sending pouches for the campers.
That's so cute.
So cute. So you could fuel up while you're in line. We're going to have a great time. And that is the only event I'll be doing next week. I was planning something else. But I actually don't have enough books to do the event because we sold out of the first printing.
You know what we call that?
What?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Success.
Yeah. So it won't affect like individual book orders because the warehouse is going to be replenished on Thursday, but I just won't have enough books to do an event on Friday, which is cool.
A good problem to have.
I'll miss you guys. I'm going to do more events when I'm in New York next and throughout the holiday season. I'm going to do events in Florida, but just for launch week, it's the one event, Books and Greetings, Northvale, New Jersey. Come see Yard Girl.
So exciting. What a big week next week is for Columbus, for the Indigenous, and for Jackie O.
And the campers and the counselors.
100%.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. So, with all that said, I feel like we can dive into the Fast Five stories that you need to know to round out the week and get you ready for the weekend.
Who am I to stop you?
You can't.
I can't stop the beat, that's for sure.
You can't. No, you can't. So without further ado, here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know.
And the Fast Five stories that you, yes, you need to know, are brought to you by Lululemon. It is officially sweater weather, and that means we need good leggings. And Lululemon is your one-stop shop for all different types of leggings, whether you're a casual leggings wearer, you like to travel in leggings, you are lead a very active lifestyle. They have all different types of Lululemons for whatever you are looking for. So here are some of our favorites. The Fast and Free leggings, those are the ones that are powered by the new Luxe fabric. So they provide a weightless on-body sensation and incredible coverage, and it's designed for those looking for a legging that gives them a complete freedom from distractions while running or jogging. So these are really good leggings if you are an active girly, you are working out, you are running, you need that legging to hold you in and keep you free. That's the Fast and Free legging. They also have the Wonder Train legging, which are designed with one of Lululemon's most innovative fabrics. It's called Everlux. The Everlux fabric is their fastest drying fabric. So the Wonder Train leggings allow you to work hard and feel dry so you can effortlessly transition from sweat to street. So if you're a big sweater and you're working out and you need leggings that are not going to keep your, you know, coochie cold, you got to stay dry, try the Wonder Train leggings. Also, even if you're not active, you're just like a sweaty person, which I definitely am. Wonder Train leggings are great. I just like leggings that keep dryness in mind. But by far, my favorite are the Align leggings. I happen to just love the Align collection from Lululemon. Those are powered by the Nulu fabric. They're designed for a person who wants a lightweight, low compression yoga solution that is also versatile enough for casual wear. It gives the wearer a next to nothing body sensation, so it's great for low intensity workouts or just for casual wear. Get into Lululemon leggings at lululemon.com. That's lululemon.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. The Farmer's Dog, in our opinion, is the best option for dogs at all life stages because it's not kibble, it's not canned goo, it is real healthy dog food. So traditional dry and wet dog food options are super processed, they can use much lower quality ingredients than they claim to, and they are extremely difficult to portion accurately. But The Farmer's Dog isn't just fresh, healthy quality, fresh, higher quality dog food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on the unique nutritional needs of your dog. So it makes it easy to help your dog maintain their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. The fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits. So for Theo, we switched him a little while ago. One of my biggest complaints was his breath. It just didn't feel normal. It didn't feel healthy, and it certainly wasn't good. Switching over to the Farmer's Dog, his breath is so much better. His bowels are more consistent. He's making, like, you know, better sizing and, you know, more consistent poops. His coat is super shiny. He just has, like, an overall spring in his step. And I'm so glad I switched to the Farmer's Dog. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old. It's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you live a more healthy, happy, and full year together with your dog. And so that means more magical moments with your dog, but no actual magic is required. Get 50% off your box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/toast. Plus, you get free shipping when you go to thefarmersdog.com/toast. So go to thefarmersdog.com/toast, and you will get 50% off your first box, plus free shipping, and a lifetime of joy and happiness with your Streis brethren, which, honestly, is the best thing I could possibly offer.
Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome.
Our first story. Let's see.
Is
what
it sad?
Let's see what I chose. Yeah, it's making me sad. Sophie Turner leaves day one of Joe Jonas custody and divorce mediation after 8 hours. And then It was also reported that Joe left 2 hours after that, so that he was there for 10 hours. But Sophie and Joe spent 8 hours together on Wednesday during day one of their 4-day mediation. The Game of Thrones star was photographed leaving the meeting in New York alongside her lawyer at 6 p.m., wearing jeans and white t-shirt and a green cable knit sweater. Earlier in the day, she was spotted leaving Taylor Swift's apartment where she's been staying with her two daughters. The two formerly married stars arrived separately and left at different times.
This is really sad. I also can't remember a celebrity breakup or divorce in recent memory where we had so much information and photos on, like, the timeline and details. Like, it feels so wrong.
Yeah, but it's so public. Maybe it's happening so quickly because, like, of the way that she had to sue them for keeping the kids. Right. Because usually people file for divorce, maybe in a few months they'll have their trial. I think these two have their trial in January, but they're trying to do mediation to figure out a way to co-parent and exist without going to court. Yeah. So I hope an 8-hour day means it was a success.
I also feel like, I feel like most custody arrangements, and forgive me if I'm wrong, start with mediation. Like everybody tries because to mediate.
You hope and you want to think that you can do it without copious lawyers and a judge and you can come to an agreement. But I guess, you know, most of the time you can't.
No, and especially with, like, the UK of it all, it's so complicated. I feel like, I don't want to be negative, but I really don't feel like they can settle this without going to court.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to wind up spending a lot of time in New York just because it's, like, in between.
Central, yeah.
It's New York and LA. Everyone can work from New York.
Yeah. I also think we have so much information on the comings and goings of everyone because they're in New York.
Yeah.
Like, New York is just, like, LA, you can, like, go to see your lawyer and go in the back and nobody can see you. But, like, New York, you pull up in a cab and you have to walk. Like, it's just the vibe of the city that makes it more, like, paparazzi friendly, honestly.
Yes, but I feel like in so many ways, New York is where celebrities come to be anonymous. Not in this situation, but,
yes.
You know, LA is more like the paparazzi city, all these restaurants you can't go to without being snapped. But there is something about the legal proceedings here that make it just very visible.
Harder. But yes, celebrities do come to New York to disappear, and that's because people in New York, like the civilians, don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Even though, like, don't speak for me because I care.
Yeah, I mean, everyone cares. They just like to think that they like to think that they're the types that they don't care.
Yeah, no, we care.
Yeah.
We care a hell of a lot.
So I hope they're able to mediate it. This whole situation gives me such a pit for everyone involved.
I know. It's really sad, especially like when you think they're so far off. You know, like he wants to live in America. She says we agreed to live in the UK. They have that house in the UK. Like they're not even close.
Yeah, and their daughters are, like, going to be starting school soon and need to, like, they don't want to be going.
They need to get settled.
Yeah, they can't be, like, switching schools in the middle of the year. It's giving parent trap.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Nick and Elizabeth were up against.
Yeah, what they did, like, probably was one of the worst decisions two parents could have made.
Splitting up not just siblings, twins.
Twins.
You guys
not
have seen.
Not enough people talk about that. The neglect.
No, like.
The poor decision making.
Two identical strangers. And I get served all these reels of, like, twins in utero and, like, premature twins who, like, don't know that they've been born yet. And so the way that they act, thinking that they're still
so connected.
In the womb, they're one.
Yeah.
No, and, like, I'm sorry, but Nick and Elizabeth are no better than the Elise Wise agency.
No, we don't talk enough about how the parents in Parent Trap were psychological terrorists.
That was psychological torture. And how the kids turned out to be so well. No wonder they got to camp and started bullying immediately.
Right. No, you so true. They were deeply disturbed individuals.
No wonder they both had to go to the isolation cabin.
Right, like, they were having behavioral issues. Gee, I wonder why.
Maybe because I was separated with my twin. And not
at
even
at birth.
Not even at birth. I feel like it was, like, a few months later. So they...
Yeah.
They
had grown accustomed to life together.
Yeah, they knew that the other one existed. And then this half of them was just ripped from them.
I'm so glad we're having this conversation because it's really... It needed to be said.
Yeah, which is why, even though the camper and the counselor is Parent Trap coded, it kind of, like, solves that inherent issue because it's just a singular camper.
Jackie, you know what you're doing?
I'm healing the trauma.
You're doing better. Like you said you would.
Like I said I would.
No, that's so true. Thank you for making the distinction. So just know if you do pick up a copy of The Camper and the Counselor, like, you're not supporting psychological terrorism.
No, and there's no, like, long-lost twin who's been ripped from
the
bosom.
Well, actually, maybe that's the sequel. She comes next summer. British camper.
Oh, yeah. No, that is French camper and Italian camper.
Yeah.
Buongiorno, canceliore snitches.
It's me, French camper.
Can I bring my cigarettes?
No.
Anyways.
Wishing them well.
Wishing them well. Our next story, someone else who needs to be wished well.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like a dramatic headline for, like, a semi-dramatic story. But once we parse it out, it's, like, not that drama.
Okay.
Drama. But it's like the breaking news tab on page 6. So they're trying to, like, make it drama. Drake may be taking a break from music for maybe a year due to health issues.
Okay.
So Drake is taking a hiatus to take care of a personal matter. He was on Sirius XM Sound 42 table for one show. He said, I probably won't make music for a little bit. I'm going to be real with you. I need to focus on my health first and foremost, and I'll talk about that soon enough. Nothing crazy, but just like, you know, I want people to be healthy in life. I've been having the craziest problems for years with my stomach. I'm just saying what it is. So I need to focus on my health, and I need to get that right, and I'm going to do that.
Well, lest we not forget, Drake is Jewish, and nobody has more stomach and gastrointestinal issues than the Jewish people. So he's honoring his heritage by falling victim to what we all experience, and just know that your people are with you, Drake.
Yeah, he's got to get his gut health in order.
Maybe he should try seed.
That's what I'm thinking. But it's like, on the one hand, wow, he's having bad enough stomach issues that he's taking a break from music for a year. Like, this is kind of serious. On the other hand, if Drake didn't put out music for a year, if right. any artist doesn't put out music for a year, that's fine. No one's Many batting don't. An eyelash. You need to take Many the time. Don't. Right. You need to live. You need to write. Experience.
You need to tour.
It's a process.
Now, I will say, Drake is, like, obviously, like, a very eligible bachelor, and now, because he said it, like, I am envisioning him on the toilet screaming, crying, you know, shouting for help. Because he said it. Like, he said, I'm having the craziest stomach. So I'm picturing him completely naked, drenched in sweat, screaming, crying, throwing up, you know? And I just almost wish he didn't do that, because now the image in my brain I have of Drake has been permanently altered.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to say you're having stomach issues, like, without just envisioning that.
Whenever, like, I'm like, let's say I'm having some sort of stomach issue. Like, let's say I'm having diarrhea. I will, like, 9 times out of 10 tell someone, if it's somebody who I, like, care about how they see me, I'll tell them I threw up instead of having diarrhea.
Of course.
Like,
why is throwing up so much more palatable than the other end?
Because it's not duty. Like, that's the thing. It's ND. It's not duty.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not the only one who does that, right?
Okay, maybe Drake's been throwing up.
He would have said it, though, to throw us off the scent.
Yeah.
And when you say stomach issues, like, girls with stomach issues, it's duty. Like, we know, like, you
but
know.
But I feel like when girls with stomach issues are being like girls with stomach issues, it's constipation.
Or IBS.
What's that? But what? How does IBS manifest itself?
Blowout.
Yikes.
Yeah, and I just feel like this is Jake really showing his male privilege, because a girl would never say this.
No, but girls are always talking about their stomach.
But, like, in girl communities, you know?
You think?
Yeah.
No, they girls love talking about their stomachs. You know what's – I feel like there was a time where I maybe, like, played into that, because, like, that's what the girls were talking about.
Mm-hmm. But you just wanted to, like, you know, get along with everyone.
Yeah, I was just trying to make friends. But I actually feel like you say, like, Jewish people, like, have, like, stomach issues. Like, I don't relate to that. Like, I feel – I don't want to jinx myself, but I just feel like I'm, like, regular degular.
That's such a privilege, and not you, like, bragging about it. I don't feel like I'm regular degular. Like,
you don't? Some,
like, the most random things can set me off.
Is that not from Ozempic?
You're obsessed with me. And no, it's been my whole life, honestly. Like,
really?
Like, for no reason at all.
Tummy issues?
Yeah, like, for no reason at all, like, I'll get the runs. Like, why?
That's so weird.
Yeah, you don't get that?
No.
Oh.
Not for, like, no reason at all, but, like, sometimes, like, I probably ate something wrong.
Okay, but, like, how many times a year?
A year? I don't know. A year's a long time. Let's do how many times a month?
Twice.
One or less. One or none.
We're splitting hairs here.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to,
I just think
understand.
You're like in denial that you're a part of the crew, because based on the frequency that you just spoke, 12
maybe
times a
I'm
year.
I'm just like, you know, I'm like, I'm a sufferer, and I just, like, suffer in silence. So maybe it's like I'm not even registering when I'm having this experience, because I'm just like, let's get through it. It's over. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not, like, tabulating.
That's fair. You definitely are, like, a suffer in silence, whereas, like, me, I'm in pain. Everybody's going to know.
Yeah,
I have a chronic
gonna, like,
issue.
You're going to text the chat. Everyone's
no,
going
to. No, and I'm going to make it into, like, what chronic illness do I have?
Right. Okay.
Well, wishing Drake well, I don't think he needed to share this because, one, now we're thinking about it. Two, if he didn't release music for a year, like, nobody would think anything of it. He's not, like, an artist on the rise who needs to, like, keep putting out music. Like, okay, don't do anything for a year. See if
I
we
feel
care.
Like he also just put out an album.
And he also just did, like, a big tour. So taking a break would be you know, very common.
Yeah.
I guess we have to respect his transparency.
For sure. And all that travel really can mess up your stomach.
Ain't that the truth? Except I don't know if, like, you fly on your own private jet that has a king bed. Like, I don't know if you still get the same things that we get.
No, not the same. But, like, there's still the cabin pressure. Still, you're in unfamiliar places, maybe eating new food, jet lag.
No, but seriously, I feel like when you travel like Drake does, nothing's unfamiliar. Like, you bring everything with you.
No, I know. I'm just, Drake has problems too.
That's true. Celebrities, they're just like us. They get diarrhea.
Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
A little new romantic news.
Baby, with the new romantics, come along with me.
Someone who was never on our list, but should have absolutely been on our list, but now would be taken off our list because they're in a new relationship, okay, is Jay Cutler. He has gone Instagram official with Samantha Robertson 3 years after his divorce from Kristen Cavallari.
So he absolutely should have been on our list.
Absolutely should have been on our list. We could have had so much fun with him. I'm just thinking of all of the good times we could have shared in the last 3 years.
Us, yeah. We dropped the ball.
But it's a reminder that we should add Kristen to our list.
Yes. Has she been in any, like, major public relationships since her divorce?
Not really long relationships, but she was dating that comedian Jeff Dye.
Yeah.
There's a rumor that she went on a date with Morgan Wallen because she was, like, at his concert.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it was just because she was at his concert. Like, I don't know how much credence there is.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like, the Southern Charm boys. Who knows what happened there?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, Jay Cutler has found love with Samantha Robertson. They have gone Instagram official. They posted a photo posing on a balcony in front of a stunning sunset in Montana with Samantha leaning on Jay, resting her arm on his back. And a couple other photos from their travels.
Jay Cutler, like, really, like, I feel looks-wise, also just brand-wise, reminds me so much of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Do you feel that?
I do.
Like, they're both just, like, football players who are handsome and, like, had celebrity relationships. Maybe that's why I think they're so similar.
Yeah, they're also, like, kind of probably around the same age. They're also kind of, like, renegades in what they say and do. Like, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they just say what's on their mind.
Yeah. I could Aaron.
There's a similar energy.
There's a similar energy. Like, I could see when Aaron's done with the NFL, like, him doing a podcast, just like Jay Cutler does now.
He does a podcast?
I believe so. Because I remember he did Sophia with an F, and then Sophia went on his, and I listened to both episodes.
You're right.
And it was really enjoyable.
Shipping them so hard.
Obsessed.
Uncut with Jay Cutler. Sounds like a podcast about circumcision.
I think that's the point. It's a play on words. And he's Jay Cut. And he's
uncut. He also hasn't released an episode since September 2022.
So maybe he's done.
Over a year.
Maybe he's out of the game. We also need to keep a list of podcasts that started, that ended.
I love that idea.
Because every celebrity, every influencer, everyone comes out with a podcast. They do this, like, big thing. And then, you know, everyone shoots to number one. And they screenshot it. But, like, what happened a year later? Are we still doing our podcast?
Start the list. Start the list because... I don't know if I made this a story, but they canceled Emily Ratajkowski's podcast.
Yes, I saw that too. So podcasts that are over.
Jay Cutler.
And also they could always come back and they'll come off our list.
Yeah, of course.
Emrata. But Emrata, I read the story about hers. It's like she still owns her podcast. She could bring it back if she wants to. But, like, Sony folded it because I think they said she had too much of an international audience and advertisers wanted domestic listeners.
Okay, so maybe she'll come off the list. Also, I mean, famously, Meghan and Harry.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, Kim Kardashian's, like, fake justice podcast, whatever that was.
Yeah, Archetypes, Kim, Spotify, I'll call it. Wow, I don't even know the name.
Right. I'm just looking online. Yeah, there's this 13 celebrity podcasts you need to listen to. And, like, the first three are already canceled. High, low, Archetypes.
That's funny.
So far, all of these, I believe, are still.
And I'm sure there are a bunch that have, like, kind of shuttered, but there was no announcement. You know, if we went.
Yeah, that's how it is. Like, you'll slowly.
Yeah.
Oh, she's still releasing. Okay.
Who?
I didn't know that Sophia Bush had her own podcast. I know that there was like a bunch of the girls from One Tree Hill, but she has her own called Work in Progress, but they literally put out an episode yesterday, so.
Cool.
I didn't know Michelle Obama had a podcast.
Yeah. Yes, you did. Yes, you did on Spotify.
But I thought it was her and her husband.
No, he has a podcast with Bruce Springsteen, I think.
What?
Yeah, and I think it's all on Spotify.
Yeah, yeah, no. I remember that they did a deal with Spotify. Okay, so sorry. She was on the list. Oh, Ashley Graham's podcast. What happened to that? Remember Kim went on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me look it up. Oh, it's done. 2020. Put her on the list.
This is funny.
It is, because like I keep going to these articles. Like 25 celebrity podcasts you need to listen to for inspiration. And let's see if any of them are still... Oh, Smartless. Yeah, we know. That one's still up. That one's still up.
I heard Smartless is ending.
No. I'm kidding. That would be like the best day of my life. I'm totally kidding, by the way. I have a lot of respect for them.
Oh my God, of course.
Like, that's it's all in good fun.
I don't think anybody thinks that it's not in good fun. Also, like, we are completely punching up. Like,
yeah, like,
they don't care about us.
I didn't know Ricky Lake had a podcast.
Me neither.
Does she? Let's search.
Everyone has a podcast, Claudia.
She hasn't released an episode since July 2023, but she could be on break.
Yeah, she could be on break.
I won't add her to the list yet. Anderson Cooper? That doesn't sound right.
Maybe his show then becomes a podcast.
Nope. November 2022. Put him on the list. Oprah? I feel like Oprah wouldn't quit a podcast, like, if she's doing
it. No, and I feel like if it was, like, actually Oprah talking, like, it would be the biggest podcast in the world. It's probably, like, some affiliate.
Yeah, because it stopped on 2018. Like, that's – this list I'm looking at is old. Does Anna Faris still do her podcast?
I think so. Her podcast, like, she's a podcaster.
It was so big at one time.
Yeah.
Her podcast – yep, she had Glennon Doyle on 2 days ago.
Glennon Doyle. That's when you know you're podcasting.
By the way, that's how you know you're podcasting. Ellen Pompeo. This is the most fun game I've ever played. Let me know if you're getting annoyed with me yet.
I'm not. But we're obsessed with podcasting.
Ellen Pompeo, bye, hasn't released an episode in a year.
We're just obsessed with podcasting, Claudia. Oh, you know who we have to add to the list?
Who?
Margot Ashray, best of both.
You know who we have to add to the list? Olivia Ashray, maternity live. Put them on the list.
The Ashray sisters.
Yeah, the sisters Ashray couldn't crack it.
But Margot still does redheads.
True. What does Olivia have to say for herself?
I just have to say about the redheads, our episode hit number 11 in the arts.
So you're a woman in the arts.
Oh, we are women in the arts. And the episode is so good. We read Fourth Wing, talking about Fourth Wing, and you guys need to become a redhead. It's never too late to become a redhead, ever.
I'm like downloading it so that when, like, I don't want to forget because I'm going to read the book and then I want to listen to the episode. So I have to read my book club book first. I really need to start.
What's your book club book again?
The Measure.
We read that for the redheads.
Oh, I'll listen to the redheads episode as well.
Yeah, I'm so curious to hear your thoughts on it. It was one of my best books of the year, and it's probably my first book club recommendation. Like, if you are in a book club, read The Measure. It's so good for chit-chatting.
Oh, good, because we had, like, a big meeting with the book club because we've now all – there's 7 people in the book club. We've been doing it for 7 months, so now we're starting again. And we're like, listen, we all need to do better with the selects. Like, everyone's trying too hard, like, we're trying to be different. Like, we need to pop our pussies this year. And so Rachel came out strong with The Measure.
It's really hard to do a book club and pick books that you have not read. Like, if I did a book club, like, you know, Oprah and Reese, they read hundreds of books and then they pick the best one and they recommend it and you know that it's good. With redheads,
it's actually, like, it's not even a book club because
it's
like,
it's a recommendation.
Yeah.
With redheads, like, we're all taking shots in the dark and most of them are strong. There's a few exceptional ones and there's a couple misses, which also makes it fun, but it does make it difficult.
Yes. Any other celebrity podcasts come to mind? I'm obsessed with this.
No, but we'll keep our list running.
Yeah. Oh, drop a comment. Like, who's a celebrity podcast that you listen to and they just stopped doing it?
Yeah, totally. Anyway, so back to Jay Cutler, his podcast is over. I think Aaron Rodgers could do a podcast because Aaron Rodgers goes on the Pat McAfee show now like every day.
Once a week, yeah.
Making headlines. And he's just like sitting back, cracking on. He's cracking on in the Love Island terms. And I think he could do that on a podcast whenever he chooses.
Yeah, I think so too. Even though I think he's probably going to take – actually – no, I don't think he would take a broadcasting deal because he likes to be say whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I feel like he would be actually a great podcaster because he kind of runs his mouth. And there are other people who like to talk, but they, you know, everything they say is very like approved.
They do the talking points. Perfect for TV.
They hit the points. And those people should be on TV. And that's what TV wants. But Aaron, no, he's got a mouth for podcasting.
So true.
Because like, did he go on Joe Rogan?
That's an amazing question.
Because I know they were Rogers. Like, I know they're friendly, and there was a time where they were very.
Oh, yes, he was. August 2022.
Yeah. Okay, so I think he's got what it takes.
Before we move on, may I say something?
You may, because our next two stories actually need to be coupled together, so this would be the perfect time.
Okay, so that's why I was going to do it. So.
No, but I just like wanted to let you know why you could say it.
Thank you so much, Jackie. These next two stories that are coupled together are brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place, all on your own terms. So whether you need a website made for your business, a side hustle you want to start, what you do for work, there's a million reasons. And you know, in this day and age, you got to have a fire website. No one's going to take you seriously without it. But it's kind of like a daunting task to build a whole website. I think a lot of people study for many years on how to do that. And if you wanted to pay a company to do that, it would cost you a lot of money. And that's where Squarespace comes in. They can get your website up and running for whatever it is that you possibly need it for so quickly, and it will look so professional. So whether you're selling custom merch, you want to sell your products in an online store, you want to even sell in person, they have a point of sale where you can sell in person by connecting a Square reader to the Squarespace app. You can keep your orders, your inventory, your customer data. You can keep it all in sync with your online store. Whether you want to, you know, create a portfolio, you're a videographer or a photographer and you want to have like a video collection or a photo collection, whatever you're using your website for, there is a template on Squarespace that will make it so easy to navigate. It'll look so well done and it'll all be done so easily with Squarespace and you. And there's really no better reason than to go with Squarespace. So, if you want to head to squarespace.com, you can get a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/toast and you'll get 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/toast for 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
Thank you, Lachard.
You're welcome, LaJax.
Our next story, some of our favorite subject matters, Costco chili debate.
Okay.
Costco's chili stirs up debate on TikTok regarding one controversial ingredient. So as you guys know, it's chili season. Costco apparently has chili because of course they do. They have everything. I'm sure their chili is delicious. Some TikTokers were posting like it's chili season back at Costco, showing the goods. But now there's a debate raging about whether or not beans belong in chili.
Okay. Beans.
So Costco's chili, the Kirkland signature chili, is made up of usual suspects, beef, onions, cheese, wide range of spices. But the controversial addition that's truly gotten some heat are the kidney and pinto beans. So do you think beans belong in chili?
Obviously.
Like, I thought that beans were the key ingredient in a chili.
No, beans is what makes it a chili and not like a meat stew.
I'm just rethinking everything I know. But also, I feel like my idea of chili is based on like the pinnacle of chilies, which for me growing up was like the Wendy's chili. And that was a bean chili.
But the thing about chili and something that we do not really participate in is like sour cream and cheese because it's the mixing of meat and dairy. So I don't do that in my chili. I wouldn't because that sounds literally disgusting.
Oh, I
but
do.
Like Ben wouldn't. Oh, you do?
Oh, hell yeah. He doesn't Ben put wouldn't. Cheese on his chili?
I don't think so.
I can't. Chili without sour cream is like French fries without ketchup, like, sure, I'll do it, but it could be so much better.
I mean, you know my take on this. I don't love French fries and ketchup. Like, I think good French fries don't require ketchup.
That's what my husband says, too, and I just think he's wrong for that. Like, the best French fry in the world is made even better with a smattering of
like,
ketchup.
Like, I don't have ketchup on my McDonald's French fries because they're so good.
No. You're wrong for that. That's like how at Sugarfish, they don't give you soy sauce.
Soy sauce.
They think their sushi doesn't need it. But my mouth is just so accustomed to like sushi and soy sauce. Like, yeah, the sushi's great, but where's the sauce, bro?
No, I hear you, but I agree with the Sugarfish people. Like, you're going to put out good shit, then I'll respect it, you know?
You don't need to, like, mask it.
Right, with crapola MSG.
Yeah, I understand their arguments. I do, but I just know how I feel on my taste buds and, like, what I require.
I also didn't know that beans was considered, like, a polarizing subject when it came to chili. Like, I thought it was so obvious. That's like putting, you know, meat in your chili. Like, duh.
Yeah, I didn't know that was one of the things that were, like, optional. I thought, you know, obviously a tomato base, meat, and beans were what you need. And then the other
things that... You get creative.
You get creative. Some people put corn. Ew.
Some people put bell peppers.
One of my recipes calls for bell peppers, and I do it. I like it.
When Ben makes chili, if we have peppers, he puts them in. I like it too.
But Zach doesn't like peppers, so...
That's so funny. I feel like of all the vegetables, like, I can tolerate a pepper. Like, they really taste like nothing.
He's so anti-pepper. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
We're talking, like, bell pepper, right?
All peppers. And cracked pepper, he really doesn't go for.
I am with him. Cracked pepper is the devil's dust. Like, there's quite literally no reason pepper needs to exist. When a meal comes at a restaurant and you can just tell it's covered in pepper, I'm out.
And of course, like red pepper flakes, but I don't do those either.
Hate.
But like if I ever make stuffed peppers, like he won't engage. And that's hurtful. I love stuffed peppers.
Okay, I love stuffed peppers too, but like I'm eating the stuff, not the peppers. Right.
But I feel like for him, he's so anti-pepper. It's like he is to peppers as like Margo is to cream cheese.
I understand, like stubborn.
Stubborn about it that I don't even know if he would eat what's in the boat because he can't get over the vessel itself. Oh,
well, that's nutty because I'm the pickiest bitch alive and like I'll tell you a bell pepper tastes like nothing.
I know.
And you know why I actually weirdly have like a soft spot in my heart for bell peppers even though it's like not something you would think I would eat?
Why?
Because when you cook them in a pan, like nothing smells better than that. Like your house is immediately like the most delicious place on the planet.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I love the smell.
Well, you should... put some peppers on the stove to christen your new house.
100%.
I'm so excited for your cooking journey. I'll send you some cookbooks from Amazon.
Yeah, I have one cookbook. We used it for Rosh Hashanah, and like I feel like it went so well.
You know who you're gonna love?
Who? Joanna.
Half Baked Harvest.
Yeah, no, I saw those cookies in her book when I was at your house. Like, it's legit. It's legit. Yeah.
Those are the best recipes. And Joanna, I love them all. Ina's great too, but Ina's food's like weirdly healthy.
No, and I need to get, like, one of those,
cookbook opener holders.
Yeah, it's, like, made of Lucite, and it's, like, so chic.
Yeah, no, I have one, and when I got it, they actually accidentally sent two. So I gave one to Olivia, because, like, that's what you do. But I know she doesn't use cookbooks. I don't think she uses it. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, no, like, the thing is, I have an island in my new apartment, which I've never had before. And I think that really changes, actually, like, the feng shui of your home. Because I was saying to Ben, like, now my dining room, my living room, and my kitchen are all the same room.
Yeah, and so, like, people, you could be, or Ben's cooking, you're on the couch, you're together. It creates togetherness.
It creates togetherness. And, like, that's what I think my home is missing. Like, that's why I'm always in my bed. Like, I don't want to be in my bed so much. Like, I want to spend time in my living room, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I do.
So I'm so excited. I can't think of anything else.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited to stay there. We can cook together. We can vlog.
Oh, that's the other thing. Like, this is just like a content friendly home. There's so much natural light. There's like a big kitchen. Like, if I really did want to like make a cooking vlog, I have the perfect place for a tripod.
You do.
Right now, my kitchen is like straight. It's a galley, kind of like a hallway. And that's not conducive for content.
Yeah. So it's good for business.
Oh, and I didn't even mention this. I have the biggest bathtub.
Oh, wow. I didn't see. I need to watch the video again.
You do.
I watched it, like, I fast forwarded it just to, like, see because you needed an answer from me on what I thought. But now that I know that that's, like, where I'm going to be staying.
Yeah.
Where we're going to be making chilies.
Were actually saying how we actually like the guest bedroom better than what's considered like the primary bedroom. It's just like a better like vibe. Like there's so much like light that we have sick views. Like it's just like a really good bedroom.
That's kind of like, I love my master bedroom at home, but my guest bedroom is really great here too. Like just great feng shui. Everyone who stays there loves it.
Yes. So I have a big tub that I can fit in. Bath time Q&As are coming back. I have not taken a bath in my home in years. And at first it was because I was too fat.
Right.
But then it was just like, I want a big tub. Like now I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to be in my tub for hours. Like I need to get an iPad for my tub.
Yeah, you need to get like what are those things that goes across the tub? I have one. They're kind of crappy though. They like, they don't.
No. And like, it's annoying. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's just not right.
And it's annoying.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm pro beans and chili, but sound off in the comments.
Yeah. But people, that's the thing. And what I love about chili is it's so personal. I know some people put peanut butter in theirs. I know people have cornbread with it. I know people have Cinnabons with it. Like, it's regional for sure.
Yeah.
But it's also personal. It's how'd you grow up.
And I do feel like you can't mess up a chili. And whatever you want to put in your chili, like, it's customizable.
Yeah.
But I do feel like beans are the bedrock.
Beans are the bedrock.
Beans are the bedrock.
Beans are the bedrock that nobody can deny.
Except for these people on TikTok, but they'll find fault with anything.
Speaking of TikTok, we made a TikTok account for The Toast. It's called At The Toast Pod. And I'd appreciate any followers. I really would.
How are we doing on followers? Oh, you know, I have TikTok on my iPad. Oh, I think I'm logged into The Toast Pod now.
We have about 5,000 followers and it's not enough.
I was logged out. Okay, it's going to take me a year to get back in, but I will.
We don't have enough followers, so
we have 5,000.
5,000.
Okay, if everyone who listens to this podcast who has TikTok, how many people do you think who listen to the podcast have TikTok? I would say
40%.
Oh wow, I was gonna say 60.
Okay, we'll meet in the middle at 50.
50 goes and follows will be respectable.
Yeah, we need to be respectable, you guys. Like, help us.
Yeah, come on. Don't let your girls be embarrassed.
Don't make me buy followers, because you know my ass well.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story? A little more food news.
A little more food news.
Burger King drops a new French fries and onion rings combo.
Oh, I thought you meant they were overhauling their French fries, because I was about to be upset. I actually think they have good fries.
They do have good fries. So you'll never have to be torn between fries or onion rings again with Burger King's latest menu item, Havsies, it's called. Starting October 12th, customers can order Havsies, a side or order of half French fries, half onion rings. The ideal combo for indecisive guests. The new item is available a la carte or as part of a small, medium, or large value meal.
Now, to no one's surprise, like, I don't really fuck with onion rings.
To no one's surprise.
So this is cool for other people. I never struggle with, like, damn, should I get the fries or the onion rings? Like, it's always fries for me. But I imagine there are people who deal with that. I kind of dealt with it when I was on our mukbang, and I forget where we were, but they had tater tots. I'm like, oh, tater tots or fries? Tater tots or fries?
Yeah.
So should we do a half and half? Like, I love that.
I love that. It's really, really thoughtful for them.
Making decisions is really hard. Like, all different types. So Burger King doing their part to alleviate that stress, like, we have to be grateful.
Yeah, especially, like, there are big decisions that need to be made every day, like, which apartment are we going to get?
Right.
And so to take out some of these smaller decisions just makes life more beautiful.
To take out some of these smaller decisions just makes life more beautiful.
I also did not know that Burger King had onion rings. I've never had them.
I feel like if you had pressed me and asked, I would have said yeah. Like, I don't know.
It's actually crazy that, like, more fast food joints don't have onion rings. It's not crazy, actually, because when I think of burger, I think of fries. I don't need
onion
rings.
It's not crazy. But where – onion rings are, like, so random. Where do you eat onion rings? Like, a diner?
Yeah, or I guess a burger joint that would have, like, you know, good onion rings. Because I feel like onion rings are really hard to get right. Like, they turn to crap so quickly. They have to be eaten hot. They have to be prepared well. Nothing better than, like, a shoestring onion ring, though. You wouldn't know, but yeah.
I know what you're talking about. They kind of look like
PJ Clark's.
Yeah.
Go to PJ Clark's, get the onion rings. And the chili. PJ Clark's has great chili.
And the mashed potatoes. I forget who I was just having this conversation with. Oh, when I was out to dinner with Ben and our friends, we were eating at Pola Bar. So it was, like, very sides oriented, because it's a kind of like a steakhousey vibes. So, like, we had mashed potatoes and we were talking about, like, the best sides on the planet. And it's, like, universal truth that the best mac and cheese on the planet is from
Boston Market.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
How do we get here?
I don't know. I was talking about PJ Clark's.
Oh, they're mashed potatoes. Oh, my God, so good. But also the mashed potatoes I was eating that night. Oh, that's how I got there. The mashed potatoes that I was eating that night that started that conversation were excellent from Pola Bar. I love a fucking mashed potato that looks like a soup.
I like a chunky.
No.
And I like skin in.
Ugh. That's why I don't really fuck with Wendy's French fries. They're skin on.
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to prove, like, it's fast food, but they're real potatoes. We don't care.
No, they're not.
Right. Like, oh, you painted on some skin. Like, you think you're fooling us?
Well, for everyone who's was torn between onion rings and fries, worry no more. And I like this trend. I just want to say, I like the idea of halvesies. Like, yes. If we did fries and tots, what else? Fries and cheese fries. They have those chicken sticks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I think some have mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just being able to, like a combo.
Like a combo. Variety.
We love variety.
Guess we'll have to do another mukbang, Turdy Lou.
Oh, bitch, you know I'm down. With my car?
Yeah, but we have to really do one down here because one, it would be like so easy.
The one in New York was genuinely one of the worst afternoons of my life.
It was seriously? No. Like, I can't even. No.
I don't even want to hear you complain because you were 9 months pregnant and you had to, got to sit in the car the whole time. I had to run in and pick up all of our food.
No, I was so not okay.
It was horrible. But we did discover Sonic, which was like, I'm grateful for.
No, like, it's nice that you want to paint it with a pretty picture, but it was horrible. Like, I'm terrible. I look back on it like so.
And I shiver.
Unfondly.
And yeah. I quake.
It was, I'm like, I can't even, remember when we were sitting on the outer rail for like 40 minutes?
Oh my God, that traffic, yeah.
Because we took the motherfucking outer rail.
Yeah, I remember.
It was frightening, you guys.
This is the last you're going to hear from us until Jackie's book comes out. So
You guys hear from me on this forum, I'm going to be a published author.
Auteur.
That's crazy.
So exciting. So make sure to get your copies. Reminder that Monday, there's no show. Tuesday, we are back. Jax is going to be in New York. It's pub day, OG recipe all week. It's OG recipe all week. But I had booked a guest co-host before I knew that Jackie was coming to New York. And I didn't want to move him. It's someone who's been on the toast who everybody loves. So we decided to just keep him on and have the toast be the three of us.
Because what if he just joined us? That would be fun.
So that's one day next week. Next week is going to be really fun. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we got Jackson Studio.
So much content next week. I'm also doing Talk Shop Live again on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. So we're just going to be having fun in the studio, camper and counselors, selling books, talking smack. Thursday, we've got great trifecta.
Yep.
Friday is always a party.
It's always a party.
And then Saturday, I'm going to be meeting you guys at Books and Greetings, 11 a.m.,
Northvale, New Jersey.
You have to get a ticket in order to come to the event. So the link is in my Instagram. I'm going to keep posting it on my stories. You have to get a ticket. Your ticket buys you a book.
And entry.
And entry. So that's what you're paying for when you buy the ticket. You are buying a signed book and you get to meet your girl and Once Upon a Farm Tings.
Fabulous. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Toast. The Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fastest stories you need to know Monday, Friday, and Wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy the 3-day weekend if you have it. And we love you dearly. Bye.
Love ya. Bye.